Hey guys, good afternoon. Today is Tuesday, June 25th, 2019. It is 5:30 in the evening. And I have a special message to share with you guys today. It's been a while since I've done my last podcast. I believe I was in my Australia since the last time I shared an episode with you guys. A lot has happened since I got home. I am homeless now, so it's kind of funny, but you could also reword that and from a different perspective say that I am free of a home, free of a building, free of rent, free of bills. So, you know, it's all kind of like in how you look at things, because really your life entirely is perspective, and how you see things is going to play out how your life unravels for you. Which goes into play why meditation is so important, because through meditation and practice with your mind, you allow yourself to kind of straighten things out to work for you the way that you want them to. Yeah. And through this experience, I am learning so much. It's such an amazing, genuine gift from the universe to be living this way. You know, it's kind of scary at first because, like, I'm back in my hometown. Or, like, for lack of a better word, just, you know, I'm home, I guess, but not in a building, so to speak. So it's kind of funny because living this way, like, you meet people that you would have never met before. Being that you're not, like, at home in a building constantly, like, paying rent, staying busy with the job. You know, I still do my Reiki, and I do my YouTube, and I do my podcast, and I do my art, and I'm really just focusing on me time. So that's where I'm getting paid, because ultimately, as long as I take care of myself, then I am getting paid from the universe, because God always provides, right? I'm sure you guys noticed that, like, when you're happy, then everything around you turns out to be happy. And on the other hand, if you're negative and just feeling in a bad mood, then things around you might portray that experience and amplify that back to you. So I've been doing a lot of self-service lately, just, you know, focusing on myself, going on a lot of walks, doing a lot of Reiki, just like straight out laying out anywhere and like doing Reiki. And I've been doing this a lot since I started traveling, just like lying down, appreciating the nature, the views around me, the elements, just, you know, laying down in grass or at the park or on benches, whatever, you know. And people will kind of like stare at me, and some people might think I'm weird or who cares. Other people, like, you know, kind of have that perspective, like, oh, I wish I could be like that. Just slow down and take a deep breath and, you know, practice healing themselves without being nervous about, like, what other people think of them. And I have met so many cool people on this journey so far, just since I've been home. And I got home, I believe, on Sunday. And yeah, by home I mean Palm Desert, California. This is where I was before I started traveling this year, you know, to Australia and Bali and then Oregon as well. I met someone yesterday, I think it was, and today as well. And all of these things are just happenstance, right? Like, God provides us always with what we need in every single moment. And the universe is always looking out. And a lot of times our gifts end up coming to us in unexpected ways. So it's pretty cool to see this happen. So for example, yesterday I met someone who used to be homeless and I had no idea. I just met him randomly at this doctor's office and I was sitting outside. I was on my way to go walk to a park and I had my watermelon juice and I was just like sitting down, you know, drinking and cooling off and sitting in the shade before I went to go on my little pedestrian trip. And this guy came up to me, or drove up to me rather, and just said, like, hey, are you okay? And I told him, yeah, I'm fine. Thank you for asking. And I told him, you know, I'm just sitting down in the shade before I head to go walk to the park. And he says, okay, well, have a nice day. basically and drives off because he's in a rush and everyone's leaving the medical office around 5 p.m. when, you know, everyone's out of work at the same time. So he drives off and then I hear my thoughts kind of rushing, like either he's thinking about me or I'm frustrated about him not giving me a ride, which doesn't really make sense per se because I know that like I'm in a meditative state of mind just enjoying my food and I don't mind walking to the park because that was my plan initially. But I just kind of let everything slide, and then about 5 minutes later or less, he comes driving up again, and I smile because I'm like, okay, this makes sense why I heard his thoughts. You know, I realized that it was him and his brain saying, like, okay, I need to give this girl a ride kind of thing. So he pulls up, and he just says, like, I'm sorry I left. You know, something didn't feel right, so I came back and, you know, here, hop in if you want and I'll give you a ride. And so I did, and he ended up being the coolest person. His name is Shaz. And, you know, he knows how it is because he has also traveled the world and done things and experiences that are similar to my story. So we were just chatting a bit, and he took me to the park and he gave me some food. And I was just so thankful. And what else? Yeah, he gave me like some nuts and a protein drink. And he just wanted to make sure I was safe. And I told him, like, I'm going to be fine. You know, I promise I'm always safe. And he hung out and like waited till, you know, I went into the restroom and came back out and saw, like, okay, you know, she's good. And drove off. And we ended up staying in touch. I got his number and he's been helping me, you know, just drive me around and things of that nature, you know, because it's hot in the desert and really I have no problem with walking around, you know, but to have a driver is nice. And last night he brought me dinner. He brought me so much food. It was so sweet. And so anyways, blessings come in many forms, and many times these blessings are going to be unexpected. So I had chocolate for breakfast. And that was nice. I have not needed to spend any money on food today, so that in itself is a really, really big blessing. And he's also going to help me do my laundry as well, which is nice because I've just been hand washing clothes. So, you know, whatever that means with his help, even if it's just the intention and it hasn't happened yet, every kind gesture counts, right? Especially like if you're in a space of uncertainty, not really knowing where you're going next in life. A lot of times when you meet people, you can bounce ideas off of each other. And if they've been in the same situation as you, it's going to balance things out. What else? And then I met someone else today. His name is Alexander. I call him Alexander the Great. That's what I have saved in my phone. He is homeless as well, and he hasn't traveled, I don't think. I don't recall him mentioning that, but he would like to. So, you know, I told him, let's keep in touch. And if I'm able to invite him on a trip, then that's something that I would consider. And he came and sat down next to me after riding past me on his bike and coming back because I was sitting at a bus stop, you know, in the heat. And it was nice. Like, I do like just sitting outside, soaking up the sun, enjoying the heat. And then at other times, you know, balancing it out with some shade because the heat can be pretty intense here in the desert. He came back and sat next to me and just said, hey, like, you know, the bus stop isn't running. Like, the bus is not coming here at this point. And I told him, oh, I know, you know, thank you for letting me know. I'm just hanging out. And then the conversation kind of like proceeded from there. Like, you know, what are you doing here? What are you doing? Just, you know, sitting around. And we ended up talking about his life and what I'm up to and, you know, my experience with traveling the world and then coming back without a home and a place to stay. And it's been really, honestly, such a fun process and such an enlightening experience because I am finding myself to have so many things in common with other people that I never would have talked to had I been busy working or in a house somewhere. And granted, everything in divine timing, but because I am aligning with that energy of homelessness or the experience of having no specific home to go to at the end of the day aligns me with the purpose of meeting these people and speaking with these people and seeing their story and giving advice to them and vice versa. Not necessarily advice per se, but just, you know, exchanging energy, exchanging ideas, exchanging stories. And that way you learn about people, you learn about their history, you learn about your history, you kind of collect information like, oh yeah, that makes sense. Oh yeah, I've done that. Oh shit, that's why I'm so strong. Yeah, you're a strong person too. Like, congratulations, you know? And it really like boosts your ego and your mindset and like your love for yourself. Which I have been needing a lot of lately is like self-love, self-love. Like that has been a theme for the rest of the world as well lately that I've been reading energy from the universe, is that a lot of people need to focus on self-love and not so much others, because that's how we're going to grow in this planet and anchor it in love and light. And I've been using my rose quartz for that and just practicing a lot of like self-love practice, like kind of tuning out the rest of the universe while remaining in my energy, and then, you know, just speaking to people here and there as it comes up, but not pushing anything, avoiding forcing anything, because that's also been a theme for me, is like, stop resisting and you're going to get your blessings, right? So like, just be patient, which has been a strong theme for months now, but you know, I'm doing really well, and we all are. I see it. I see that a lot of us have needed to practice patience lately in order to get to where we want to be. And, you know, we're taking the right steps to get there, but sometimes it helps our soul's evolution to match up with other souls that are on the same level as us and align in similar energies. Let's see. I believe that is my message today. What else is coming through for you guys? Oh, yes. So I am so grateful. I am at the College of the Desert Library right now and was able to create a website pretty quickly as a booking platform for you guys, so that you can book your Reiki sessions and your psychic readings at a distance or in person. You'll see the details on my website, and that is on my Instagram page. So you can find the link for that in my bio. When you click book, it will take you directly to the website with all the details of my business. And if you are interested in getting a psychic reading today or an energy healing of any sort, please contact me through the website. I have special rates right now while I am in, traveling and in California. And I believe that is it. So thank you so much, guys, for your support. I am grateful for you. Please continue to share this podcast, subscribe to it if you feel inclined, and donations are always welcome. And I will see you guys later. Yeah.